You remember J.R. Ewing and Dallas?
Sure.
Of course they do. They're remaking Dallas on TNT, right? Is it right now? Well, one real-life family, the Kerrs, are a little like the Ewings of Oklahoma City. Today in a New York courtroom, the company Kerr McGee is being sued for $25 billion. And here's the issue, environmental pollution. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here is Scott Tong.
Kerr McGee's founder, Robert Kerr, started a company that in its heyday sold everything from oil and gas to uranium and chemicals. He later became governor, senator, philanthropist. His great-nephew is Aubrey McClendon, the controversial founder of Chesapeake Energy and the part owner of the NBA's Oklahoma City Thunder. At issue in court is Kerr McGee's old railroad tie sites. They took wood planks and soaked them in a chemical sludge called creosote.
I have stage 4 metastatic renal cell carcinoma.
Janet Russo grew up next to a chemical site in Pennsylvania. Middle-aged women like her hardly ever get this cancer.
It's basically, they said, environmentally caused. I'm convinced it's because of the creosote, only because I can't think of anything else that it would be.
Russo and 8,000 others are suing Kerr McGee. But a few years back, it spun off a new firm responsible for pollution payouts. It went bankrupt. Intentional fraud? That's the question. Jay Westbrook teaches law at the University of Texas.
The classic instance would be the guy who's being sued by everybody for one thing or another and gives all of his assets to his mother and then says, okay, creditors, I've got nothing left. What do you want to do about that?
Kerr McGee denies wrongdoing. It's now part of another oil giant, Anadarko. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.